Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Thank you for joining me. This is The Mark White Show. I have a very special show lined up for you today. My very first guest will be David J. Flood. He's a youth motivational speaker, has reached over 300,000 students across the country, inspired by his son Justin, who has autism. His program is called Teaching Teens the Right Combination, Dignity, Respect, and Compassion. April is Autism Awareness Month. There'll be several guests on the program today from JM's Journey. After we get through with our conversation with David, we'll be talking to Matt Hawkins, James Michael's father. We'll be talking to him about JM's Journey from the North Alabama flea market. After we talk to Matt, we're going to have my good friend Todd Tomerlin joining us. He is with the Autism Society of Alabama. He is program manager. During Todd Tomerlin's interview, I'll have Robin Dean from Loretta, Tennessee. In the third segment, I'll be talking to Brent Oliver, owner and director of the North Alabama flea market. After the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment with Brent Oliver, I don't want you to go away. We're going to have Susan Smith from Mama Cole's Fried Pies. She's one of the vendors at the North Alabama Flea Market. Her fried pies look just like my Mama Hall's, so of course I had to stop and talk to her. I'd like to encourage you to follow me on Facebook at The Mark White Show, and also send me an email if you have information that you would like to send me. You can send me a message through Facebook, or you can send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Before our interview with David J. Flood, I'd like to take a moment of silence for those who have lost their lives and those who are suffering right now in Sri Lanka. Thank you. Our prayers are with those in Sri Lanka. When I see ways that we can help, I will post them on the Facebook page. Right now I'm talking to David J. Flood. He is a special guy who found a unique opportunity where he could help others, and he has really gone out there and spoken to students across the country, made a huge difference in their lives. I follow the page, and I hope you will too. David J. Flood is a youth motivational speaker, and his page is David J. Flood, Youth Motivational Speaker. I saw David on Facebook, saw some of the things that he was trying to do in his community. One of the things he says is, when you have the choice to be right or kind, choose kind. So right now, I'd like to welcome David Flood to the Mark White Show. Welcome, David.
Mark, thank you so much for having me on. It's my pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.
I know that you're a busy guy, but I'm glad that we could cut out some time to help young people and motivate them and inspire them. Let's talk about the beginnings of how this got started and what caused you to have this passion and drive to go out and help young people.
Sure. So several years ago, Mark, about 8 or 10 years ago, a woman in my community, I have a son with autism, his name is Justin, he's high functioning, but a woman named Tammy, who also has a child with autism, started a nonprofit many, many years ago, and asked me if I would come out and speak. She would go out to talk about her nonprofit, and I would come out to speak about what it was like to be the parent of a child with autism. And I did at a couple of middle schools, at that school and a couple of other schools. And I really got the bug from there because I saw a lot of kids. You know, my son Justin was never bullied, Mark, but he certainly wasn't included in things. And he was forgotten a lot and struggled with not being invited to things, etc. So, and I saw a tremendous amount of students and kids who were lonely, who were in pain, who were struggling, who were suffering. So that's really what inspired me to go out and speak. And then 6 or 7 years ago, I had a very close friend of mine whose daughter, named Megan, one of my closest friends from high school, of over 50 years I've known him, his daughter chose to take her own life. So when I go out, I have two talks that I give. I go out and give a talk on dignity, respect, and compassion. And when I do that, I'm always carrying Justin in my heart and in my mind. And when I go out and give my drug and alcohol and suicide prevention talk, Mark, I have Megan in my heart and in my mind. 2 weeks ago, I have a very close friend of mine who's a high school principal, and I was scheduled to speak at his school. And he had to cancel my visit, my two-day visit, because they had a suicide in the school. And that was their second in 90 days. They had one in January, and then they had one in March. And the services for the student were on the days that I was supposed to come. And I actually sent out an email right after that to my constant contact and to, you know, my email list of, you know, I can't imagine that there's any other speaking, you know, in the motivational speaking industry where a speaker gets canceled because of a suicide. And I know it's happened to at least a half a dozen of my speaker friends, and that's even a reason for me to get canceled, like weather and, you know, testing or whatever. But that it's come to that point is very, very, very sad. You and I are probably close in age, maybe you're a little bit younger than me, but when we were growing up, middle schoolers were not, high schoolers weren't committing suicide, much less middle schoolers.
We're hearing it every day, David.
Yeah. So I'm reading a great book now, Mark, which I'm going to be recommending for years to come. It's called iGen by a PhD named Jen Twenge. It came out a couple of years ago. And I was, again, this high school principal gave it to me that I'm friends with. And the shocking trend to me, and the I generation, she doesn't call them Gen Xers or millennials. They're the iGen. So kids born between 1996, 97, and today, 2017, 18. In those kids that are, let's say, between 8 years old and 21, drug addiction, alcohol abuse, sexual promiscuity, and smoking are all down over the past 5 to 7 years. Stress, anxiety, depression, and suicide are all up.
Wow.
And amazing, that's right?
Huge.
People are speechless. When I read that, I couldn't believe it. And she ties it. She's got 125 charts and graphs and studies that were done. And it's all, a lot of it is linked to media, social media, cell phone usage, lack of personal face-to-face contact, lack of using print media, and not spending time with family.
Well, let's talk about teaching teens the right combination, which is what you advocate, dignity, respect, and compassion, and how those things play into a young person getting back a feeling of normal, getting back a feeling of hope, and the possibilities of this life that they have opportunities.
So I teach, Mark, that's an excellent question. So I teach on, look, my whole program is based about looking on the inside of people. So try and realize that we have more in common than we have that's different. When it comes right down to it, the things that we have in common are the core things that are most important, that we're all human beings, we all need love, affection, food, water, shelter, all those things, which are the truly important things. But so in one way, I never want people to compare themselves to others. But the one way that we should compare ourselves to others is say, you know what, there are other people who are suffering just like me. Now, you don't do that to make yourself feel better, and you don't do it to get together in a group of people to commiserate and say, and have a pity party and say, oh, look at us, poor us. No, you get together to be supportive of one another, because no one gets well alone, Mark. No one went into a cave with their phone and got mentally well alone.
Exactly.
You do it with a therapist, you do it with a teacher, you do it with a group of individuals through talk therapy. So we truly, as human beings, have an innate desire when you're born to connect with something, and they will connect with something if they don't connect with another person, whether it's stealing, sexual promiscuity, like I said, drugs, alcohol, shopping, overspending, being overachiever. They will connect with something ultimately.
And I want to add something here. I know that you get up in front of large audiences and you're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of students at a time. And you're standing there and you're sharing with them and you're talking to them. But the connections that you're able to make on an individual level, talk about the importance of the one-on-one, because I am reading here, there was a high school counselor who actually said he watched you help five students individually with their struggles at home,
And that was just during one of your walks through the building. But talk about the relationship part and the connection that you have to make with these young people as individuals to actually impact them.
Sure. So it's just, you know, I never do, Mark, I don't like to do drive-bys. In other words, so I go into a school, I speak, and then I leave. I like to walk the building. I like to push into classrooms, and I like to go to lunch with the kids to model my behavior. But as far as the one-on-one connections, those do happen sometimes in an assembly. Kids will come up and speak to me afterwards. They happen more often in the cafeteria or in the hallway, or when I get a chance, the kids will come in. I'll spend an hour in the counselor's office, and kids will come in and speak to me. But they really just want someone safe to talk to. And I am. I'm very safe because I'm leaving the school. So it's like I'm very vulnerable, Mark, with kids. You know, I'm emotional in front of kids most of the time when I speak. And share about my son and about my dad growing up in an alcoholic home and about my struggles. And, you know, I let them know, and that shows them that if a 54-year-old man can do that and be vulnerable, maybe I can too. Now, the key is that when they tell me something, I say to them, you know, Mark, who knows this? And they'll say, no one. And I'll say, well, listen, I'm leaving the school now, and you can write to me and stuff, but you need to have a connection. You need to make a connection with an adult, at least one, if not two, in your school that's your go-to person when you have something difficult that you're going through that you can go to and talk to. You know, kids have to know that there are trusted adults out there and that there are people that they can go to, especially in school. They're all, in their middle school and their high school career, they are going to have ample instances where they're going to have to reach out to an adult.
David, talk about how people get in touch with you and how they can utilize what you're doing.
Sure, I'm working on another book. Actually, what I'm working on now, Mark, is a video program for schools that can't bring me in. And it would be an extra item for schools that do bring me in. So it'll probably be a 6-part video program, maybe 10 or 12-minute videos online that people would be able to purchase. But I am with a group called Top Youth Speakers out of San Jose, California. So I am booked through them. They are my agency. And my website is davidjflood.com. And as I said, I give right now 2 or 3 different talks, the Dignity Respect talk, the drug and alcohol talk. I present to parents and teachers, professional development, and I've done several things for foster youth organizations, some mental health organizations. I've even spoken at a presentation for 300 National Guard troops up in Massachusetts and New England. So the video that you saw has exposed me to a whole new market of people, adults, where my target market is students. But I have a market of adults as well. And in 2020, I'll be in New Zealand for 2 weeks touring the north and south of New Zealand. That'll be my furthest travel as it is as of now. But I've spoken in 36 states and Canada, including Scottsboro, Alabama, and Huntsville.
Very nice. I'm glad to hear that you were in Scottsboro.
I spoke at the middle school, and the principal, positively phenomenal human being, what a nice man that had me in. And it was my first time in Alabama speaking. So, interestingly enough, I live in Northport, New York, Mark, and there's one other Northport in the country in southern Alabama, Northport, Alabama.
Near Tuscaloosa.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Kids, Mark, are kids everywhere. Human beings are the same everywhere. You might eat something different than I do. I might sound different than you do, which I have a lot of fun with as I travel across the country. We've got to get back to the point that we are all alike on the inside. I could go on and on about that for days. A lot of philosophers and spiritual people have said this. You don't have to like everyone, but you do have to love everyone. And people think love is a stronger word than like, yeah, you have to love them as a human being. We're all in a round planet. There's no choosing upsides. And I copied the shirts, kind of a mentor of mine named Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, who passed away 3 or 4 years ago. I saw him wearing one on a PBS special one time. And I said, you know what, I'm going to wear that shirt every time I speak because it's just so simple. And it's such a simple message. And so now I sell them online and I give some of that money to charity. So it's just a very, very simple message. And the kids love it. The kids really love the shirt, no pun intended. That principal in Scottsboro, his name is, I want to give him a plug, is Dale Hancock. What a wonderful, wonderful man.
If you're listening right now and you're interested in having David Flood to talk to young people where you are, get in touch with him. And David, tell them again how they can reach you.
Sure. So it's davidjflood.com. You can email me, david@davidjflood.com, or you can go to the Top Youth Speakers. That's topyouthspeakers.com. And Brandon and Christina handle all of my bookings through that agency.
David, I appreciate the fact that you were joining me today here on The Mark White Show.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh bait.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, Exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in some
way. Hey, Mark White Show listeners, I am here at the North Alabama Flea Market. We are here because of JM's Journey. Some of you know about JM's Journey because I've shared it on the show before. If you follow me on Facebook, you've also seen posts about JM's Journey. They have a special event that they've been doing since last year, and once a year, the North Alabama Flea Market, they adopt JM for this special event, and some of the proceeds help JM in his journey. JM gets special treatment, and that treatment costs money, and so the Hawkins family has been working to get that money to make sure that JM takes the steps that he needs to in life, and he has autism. Right now, here with Matt Hawkins, JM's father, Ashley would not talk to me. Matt, glad to have you on the Mark White Show today. Tell us about JM and trying to help him on this journey.
Sure, Mark. JM's my son. He'll actually be three next Saturday. And he was diagnosed with autism in January 2018 by Vanderbilt. And we've just been on a journey ever since then to not only get him the help that he needs, but also to raise awareness for autism, what all it entails, the steps to get them the help that they need, and just awareness as far as a lot of times insurance companies don't cover the treatment and all, and it's just a journey to get that and to get him the best help that he can so he can live a productive life, because that's all I want for him.
There's so many families out there who would love to get treatment for their children. As you said before, insurance doesn't cover a lot of those treatments that are really important for JM to take the steps he needs to. How have y'all gone about finding the money to be able to afford it? I know you have the passion for him to do it.
Well, just a lot of work, a lot of outreach. Flea Market Family here has been tremendous. We did a fundraiser last year in April, you know, for him as well. And we're doing it again this year, and they've done everything in their power to help us, give us proceeds from other vendors as well. We sell shirts, just anything we can do to help him to recover some of the out-of-pocket costs that go with his therapy that we are currently doing at Riley Center in Huntsville.
When did you find out about treatments that were available for him?
Well, when we went to Vanderbilt, they recommended places. They were real high on the Riley Center in Huntsville from past experiences with other parents. When we met with them, they explained, you know, this is the steps that we need to go as far as what treatment, the frequency of the treatments, how long they are. And just ever since he started in October, he's made leaps and bounds, specifically with his food. When we went to Vanderbilt last June, he had a severe food, like a texture thing where he pretty much wouldn't eat anything but baby food.
Uh-huh.
So he's made leaps and bounds, and he'll pretty much eat anything you put in front of him now. That's been a blessing, and we're still, of course, working with him on his speech because he is nonverbal, and that's a big hurdle, but that's the thing we're working with the most right now.
What was the first thing you noticed, Matt, that made you feel like something needed to be checked out by a doctor?
That was more with Ashley, her being a nurse in the field. Just, I guess, noticing certain things, like how aware he was of his surroundings compared to babies at that age. Milestones are so vague, but certain milestones that he probably should have hit that he wasn't. Certain tendencies that he had as far as, of course, him not speaking, him being delayed on his walking, the flapping, hand flapping that's common with it. Just certain things like that kind of triggered it, and just got together with our pediatricians. They'd made the decision to get put on the list to see Vanderbilt, which is a long list. Like I said, in January of 2018, we were able to get up there, and they gave us the diagnosis of autism.
People have come together for JM's journey. If somebody's listening right now, how can they help and be a part of JM's journey?
We have a Facebook page, JM's Journey, where you can go on there and you can follow it. Ashley and my mother-in-law, Denise Peebles, are great about putting any kind of milestones, any type of accomplishments. We'll keep you up to date on his therapy that he does weekly. It's also got a link to his website, jmsjourney.org. Sell t-shirts supporting it. And just give a lot of links, autism-related websites, things that you can do to help with autism. And just to give it, like I said, that's our main goal, not only to help my son, but to also reach out to those parents. There's a lot of them out there that do have autistic children that don't know where to go. So we just want to reach out as much as we can.
Todd Tomerly, a mutual friend, mm-hmm. also part of Autism Society of Alabama. He works with people across the state now mm-hmm. through that society to try to help others.
Sure.
What has Autism Society of Alabama done for your family that you feel helps with JM's journey?
Todd's been tremendous ever since we've been in contact with him. I guess more so than anything, he's helped us as far as providing with a network, with treatment places, giving us more information to go on. Vanderbilt's been great. It's such a long list, and sometimes when you contact them, they're great about getting back with you, but sometimes it does take time. He's just been tremendous as far as helping promote it here, as well as getting us in with the Riley Center to help with his treatment.
And while we're standing here, let's also talk about the North Alabama Flea Market. Pretty amazing that Brent Oliver here at the North Alabama Flea Market actually takes a month and dedicates that month toward particular causes. And as we said at the beginning, this month is for JM's Journey. April is Autism Awareness. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about what Brent does here at the North Alabama Flea Market and how it's helped your family.
Sure. Well, like I said, Brent, this whole family at the North Alabama Flea Market, that's what they are, the family, has been tremendous in adopting James Michael as one of their own ever since he was diagnosed. They ask about him constantly, and like you said, they centered this whole month of April around him, and it is Autism Awareness Month, and for them to select him means the world to me, and there's no way I could repay him. What he does, he's organized a huge egg hunt. He works with my mother-in-law, Denise Peebles. They've organized a tremendous activity list for kids to do, from the petting zoo to we got the inflatable jumps. They've both worked unbelievably hard, and I mean, they deserve a ton of credit for this.
The North Alabama Flea Market's located on Highway 43, and I hope that you'll support that, especially since Brent is willing to support efforts like JM's Journey. If you know a young person, you know a child who has autism, that you're wanting to get them some help, I would especially encourage you to get in touch with the Alabama Autism Society, get in touch with them, and find out what avenues are available for your children. I know a lot of children are diagnosed with autism. There may be somebody listening right now that has yet to have the diagnosis for your child. But I want to encourage you that if you do have that diagnosis, I want you to understand that there's hope, that there are opportunities out there to help your child to meet these milestones as we talked about earlier. I know that when you're looking for a child to walk at a certain point, you're looking for them to have speech at a certain point, and you can be discouraging when you look at the situation and you say, I don't know what to do. It's like Ashley and Matt have done for JM. There are opportunities out there, and I hope that you'll look them up, find the resources, and if you need financial help, do like the Hawkins family has done and find a way to get that money. There are people who care. There are people who care about your child and want your child to succeed, and you need to find those people. Matt, in closing, talk about those who have supported the journey so far, who've purchased the t-shirts, who have come to the event, who have decided that they want to see JM successful.
Well, to those people, I just want to say thank you and I love you. I give you a hug if you all lined up, but I mean, it means the world to me that people come out in droves to support him, people that don't know us, but just come out to support him and to lend a hand, whether it just be financially or a hug or a pat on the back. I mean, everything helps. And for any family out there that has a child with autism or anybody in the family with autism, just know you're not alone. And it's scary. It definitely is. But there's people out there that will help you. There's organizations like the Autism Society of Alabama that will help you, and that we're all one family and we'll all get through it.
Matt Hawkins, everybody, JM's father, JM's Journey. I hope you'll support this organization. Why fit in when you were born to stand out? That's the new t-shirt for JM's Journey. Glad to be a part of this effort today, and thank Matt for talking to me.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow.
I'm here with my friend Todd Tomerlin, and we're at the North Alabama Flea Market. Me and Todd have been buddies for a long time, and Todd is now part of Autism Society of Alabama, something he's very passionate about. It's an organization that he's been supportive of long before he ever became part of it in this way. Todd, I wanted you to share, because we're at JM's Journey today supporting this effort, I wanted you to talk about Autism Society of Alabama and the role they play in something like this.
I mean, we're basically here for JM, Ashley and Matt, the parents. We're here for them, and Stacy, grandmother as well. And we're here for them to guide them with whatever resources they may need, whether it be therapies, doctors, play dates. So, and we're just here to kind of guide them with the resources, whether it be, you know, therapy, you know, disability type stuff, anything that they need, that they're going to need for JM in the future. We have a lot of network groups throughout the state. Courtney Akins, who's a wonderful parent, she's over here in this area, and I know they know Courtney. Magdalena Lara is in this area, and they know Magdalena as well. And actually, I mentioned her name, we'll send prayers out to her because she's in the hospital right now recovering from some stuff, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful autism mom and network leader. So I want to say some prayers for her. But, you know, we're here for all the families, and I want to tell you, between Stacy and Ashley, JM's going to be just fine because they get after it, they don't play. I mean, they're a wonderful family. They're fighting hard for JM, and that's what you're supposed to do. That's what all of us parents and grandparents do for our kids.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I had a special show with Haley Moss, and then also had Carrie Magro. Both of those young people gives hope to something that JM's Journey is trying to do for JM. So when you talk to Haley and you talk to Carrie and what they've been able to achieve, you've got some kids there that were nonverbal, just like JM. And then you look at their potential and what they're capable of. And that's what we really want to convey to people, are the possibilities if you're willing to do the work.
And, I mean, autism's not, you know, for the lack of a better word, a death sentence for a child. I mean, you know, but like you said, and it is a spectrum disorder. You know, there's, you go from, and a lot of these terms parents and people don't like, but to me, I'm not very PC, but from lower functioning to higher functioning, anything in between. But it doesn't matter where you're at on that spectrum. Just like with any of us, there's always room for improvement, right? But you have to work to get towards that improvement. And, you know, I feel sorry for, like, you know, Gage, my son, when he was little. You know, I still has to go through speech and OT and stuff, but it's just a harder journey. And I love that name, JM's Journey, because that's exactly what it is. It's a journey. And he's got a loving, supporting, you know, family around him and support group. And, you know, with hard work, he is going to get his words. It's good. They're going to come. Will they come tomorrow? Probably not. Gage was 5 when he started talking. And now I can't get him to be quiet some days. But you're right. It's with that work comes success. And it does give parents hope. With the, you know, Carrie's story and Haley's story. And I've known about Carrie Magro for a long time and his work with Autism Speaks. And was just introduced to Haley. I had to miss that show because I was wanting to talk to both of them. You probably wouldn't have got too many words in there. But, you know, just as a parent, you know, being curious, you know.
Let's talk about Autism Society of Alabama and your role as program manager, what you're doing today.
Yeah, well, so today, I'm just here to support the family and to Brent Oliver, the director of North Alabama Flea Market, gave me some space to be able to put information out about the Autism Society so I could share it with this group. Because you never know when people are walking through who's affected by autism, whether it might be a niece, a nephew, a grandchild, whatever, you know. So I put information out about that so parents and others could get it. I was at another event, a fun day, in Green Hill, just right down the road, about 30 minutes away, I think it was Green Hill Baptist Church. And so my role is just to go around and represent the Autism Society, at least in this realm. You know, obviously I work with parents, I do fundraising, I go to meetings and conferences and help create some of those things. But today that's my function, just to be here and support and share whatever information I might can give.
Todd, do they have you primarily here in North Alabama?
Part of my job also with Autism Society is I'm the information referral person. So I have the whole state in that sense, up and down, east and west. But as far as my area, yeah, it's basically down to right around Coleman, maybe a little below, and then east and west all the way back up. So, you know, really wherever, there's only 5 of us, one's part-time, so we're kind of stretched anyway.
April is Autism Awareness Month. Tell us some ways that people can participate if they want to promote autism awareness in the month of April.
Well, thanks, Mark, for that opportunity. So you can always go to the Autism Society's webpage, which is just go to the Autism Society of Alabama and type that in, and it'll go to it. And it's actually, I think, autismsociety.org or alabamaautismsociety.org. One thing you can do is Light It Up Blue. We have a Light It Up Blue campaign, which is kind of an autism speech thing, but it's nationally recognized and known that blue is the color of autism, certainly like the same color as your show, so that particular blue. And, you know, just maybe if you have a friend that has someone with autism, one thing I would encourage is if the parent, you know, obviously as parents, whether your child's typical or has a disability, you might be worried sometimes of who and what and where he or she stays, but offer that parent some respite. Because, man, there's a lot of situations where, especially if your child's lower functioning, you don't get that opportunity just to even go out to eat with your husband. Maybe even just go to the grocery store. That's a break, even though it doesn't sound like it. But something that simple, just give a parent an hour or two worth of respite and go a long way. But as far as the children and adults themselves, you know, get to know somebody with autism. They're really cool. They all have different interests and likes and abilities. You know, autism may be a disability, but there's so many abilities built in with it, you know. And just accept, you know, we're starting to get away from the awareness part of it into the acceptance part of it, which means, you know, accept them in the community. You know, if you're in Walmart or a store or whatever and you see a child maybe having a meltdown, don't typically automatically think that child's just being a brat or the parent's not being a good parent. That child may be autistic. You may be too loud. The fluorescent lights might be too bright. But our children and adults have to go out into the community in order to live, and that parent's just trying to teach that kid that. So just be kind of wary of those type things. You know, if you see a situation like that, maybe just approach the parent and tell them, hey, man, it's going to be all right. You don't have to ask them, you know, if that child's autistic or if there's anything. You know, just encourage that parent that everything's going to be all right.
One of the words that's within disability is ability.
Yeah.
We have to look at what the abilities are, and if we can magnify and maximize those abilities, just like the Hawkins family's trying to do for JM. Very important that maybe we can play a part in helping one of those children ourselves. You just don't know sometimes what a young person, even at JM's age, what they're processing around them. Do they know you care?
Yeah.
I would say yes, they do. Treat them as you would any other
child.
Absolutely. And that way they're growing to be any other child.
Yep, absolutely.
And they can take their talents and their abilities and maximize those. And of course, the treatment that the parents are getting, they put a lot of work into this, into the fundraising.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that Autism Society of Alabama wants to be a part of this. Appreciate the work that you're doing in the area. Thank you for being here, Todd.
Yeah, man. You know, Mark, we go a long ways back, and I'm proud of you and happy for you and love you and wish you continued success as well on the Mark White Show. And I know things are just going to get better. Good luck.
Thank you, buddy. And that was Todd Tomerlin. He's program manager with the Autism Society of Alabama. Glad to have him on the program. We're here at the North Alabama Flea Market. I see my friend Robin over there waving at me. She is big smile. She got a Mark White Show t-shirt, a couple of fried pies. She is a happy girl. We took a selfie and we posted it. Robin is now... Robin's my buddy. We fist bumped. Robin, do you want to say something to my audience?
I am from Loretta, Tennessee.
She's from Loretta, Tennessee. There was a place that I loved to eat at, and it burned down.
Restaurant. Mustard Cafe?
Yes.
Moved it.
Where have they moved to? This is big information for listeners. Where have they moved to, Robin? Tell me.
Mustard Cafe is really good. I ate there once.
I know it's good. That's why I said it's one of my favorite places. You ate there for your birthday?
Last year,
before it burned?
No, not at the burn, at the new place.
Oh, okay, at the new place.
They open on Sundays.
The one that you're trying to figure out where it's at.
They open on Sundays now. It's on...
Tell the listener.
412 East Main Street, Loretta, Tennessee. Mustang Country Cafe. Phone number is 931-853-5303.
Say, this is Robin from Loretta, Tennessee, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
This is Robin from Loretta, Tennessee, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Get out there and make a difference.
You're awesome. Thank you, Robin.
For all your
job in.
Dairy
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna Fleet Program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Green's Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White, and right now I am at the North Alabama Flea Market with my friend Brent Oliver. He runs this place. There have been a lot of people out today for JM's Journey, and that's the reason we've been here. I did an interview also with Matt Hawkins, JM's father, and we talked about JM's Journey. Last year we had an event here as well. I was emceeing the event. We had a great turnout, and what people are doing here is supporting JM's Journey. And when we talk about the journey, we're also talking about special treatment that JM goes through on a weekly basis and how important that is. And people have been supporting that effort because we want to see JM succeed and go as far as he can in this life. And of course, April is Autism Awareness Month. And Brent Oliver, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Thanks for allowing me to be here.
Thank you for doing this for JM's Journey. You are a business owner. There are people out here who buy booths, who have spaces, and you choose to help the community in this way. So I feel that as a business owner, you're stepping up to the plate and really helping in a big way. So thank you for being a part of JM's Journey.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, when I was given the opportunity to run the North Alabama Flea Market, you know, my goal was to give back to the community. So that's sort of our motto, giving back to the community. And we've got a vision with what we're trying to do with that. And each month, you know, we're here on the third weekend of each month, third Saturday of each month. And what we do is we try to adopt different nonprofit organizations or even a child that we're passionate about. And then what we do is we help that organization raise money for their efforts. So it's just like a little joint partnership. And we try to raise a little money for those folks. And each month, I mean, it just tickles my heart that we can do that. And I don't know. This month, like you said, is Autism Awareness Month. And our baby is JM's Journey. And we're going to try to raise money for him, and that's what we're doing.
People in the Shoals area are familiar with the North Alabama Fairgrounds, and that's what it was for many years. I remember when I was a student at Lauderdale County High School and the fair was in town, and we would have all the kids coming down here, and of course now it's the North Alabama Flea Market, so it's in the same location. I'm trying to give people perspective about where it's located, but you have a lot of vendors here. How many would you say are vendors here in North Alabama Flea Market right now that participate?
I'd say on average, we'll probably have anywhere between, depending on the time of the year, anywhere between 95 vendors to 135. Now, this month, this is probably one of our bigger markets. whether it's good or bad, it did fall on Easter, and that sort of knocked some of our vendors out. So I think when I counted this afternoon, we had like 116 vendors here today. And it's going to be here this weekend, so it's somewhere in that neighborhood, 95 to 135 vendors.
And most people are familiar with flea markets, and I would say that as I walk around Building 1 and Building 2, you have some really good vendors. That's really important when people come to a place like this, that they want to do business with good, legitimate vendors. And that's what I found as I walk around the area. The people are really friendly, they're personable, they have good quality products.
Absolutely. Of course, we try to get that variety. We want some real nice stuff. And then again, we do want some, flea market items, because there's all kinds of folks out there. And just because we got this one item don't mean that's what everybody wants. So we try to keep it a nice variety. We try to, cater to try to find out what the customer coming through the door wants. And if we can do that, then I just don't want to just inundate the same product of every vendor. So we try to be diverse and try to get different types of vendors here than try to sell, anything that's out there. Hey, we got it here, I promise you. We got it.
Well, and when it's lunchtime, you have that too. So there's vendors out here with lunch. When I first came in, Chris Pierce was singing, and he was doing a great job. Do you have entertainment every time?
No.
Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah, we don't have entertainment every time, but, like I said, we will sponsor a certain organization. Like next month. Next month is going to be the Colbert County Association of Volunteer Fire Departments. So we'll have fire trucks out here. Again, it's kid-oriented. We'll have fire trucks out here, and they'll bring their equipment, and they'll show us how they use it.
Going back to JM's Journey, mm-hmm. We're sitting here at a table where I see a bunch of blue buckets. And they have JM Journey on the buckets. These were sitting on the tables of vendors. So how did those buckets end up there with vendors and them to support JM's Journey?
Well, I tell you, JM, James Michael, we got a great vendor here that's with us, Miss Stacy Peoples, and that's his grandmother. And she put a lot of this together. And when she came up with this idea, I was like, man, that is spot on, because it's hard to touch. It's hard to have the personnel to walk around three buildings full through the midway, 100-something vendors, and just trying to communicate with the public. And I said, hey, let's put buckets on the table. And this, when people walk by, they can just drop in a quarter, 50 cents, a dollar, $10, $20, $100, and just drop the money in there. Then I just thought it was a great idea. Great idea. And it's still, as the people are walking through, of course, you walk through the gates, you see we're here for Autism, JM's Journey. But once they get in, they start shopping, they sort of gets lost in their minds. All of a sudden, they go to a vendor and they see a blue bucket. It's like, oh, JM's Journey. Oh, yeah, I'm going to throw 50 cents in. I'm going to throw a dollar. So it just, you're constantly reminding them why they're here.
For Lancaster Storybook Acres, this is the second year that they've come out and brought characters to North Alabama Flea Market. Always a wonderful thing for the children. My daughter Cora loved Minnie Mouse, is what I understand. She enjoyed some chili kind of surrounding her mouth.
Right.
Kids like to be around here. It's a safe place to be, fenced in, so it's a place where kids can come and also enjoy a day with their parents. There's lots of things that people are trying to think, where can I go, what can I do? I would suggest this, because you've got some things here that kids will enjoy as well.
Well, Easter weekend, we had some great ideas. Me and Stacy, we sat there and sort of bounced some things off, decided on the egg hunt. So we had the egg hunt, we had the petting zoo, had a live unicorn, and like you said, they had the Disney characters. Even the Easter Bunny was here getting pictures made. So just everything, you combine all that together. We had the bouncy houses. So you combine all that together, family-oriented, kid-oriented. Kids can't get here without mom and dad, right? We got to get the kids here, and that means mom and dad's going to come as well. And it's just a joint effort, and it's really benefited JM, and we're just looking forward after today, you know, the money we raised, and after this weekend, the money we raised, and being able to present that big, large check to JM's Journey.
And I wanted to talk to you, Brent, especially because of your support of JM's Journey. I appreciate that, and I know as a business owner, every time you can get an opportunity to share the word about your business and bring people here. But I want listeners who are listening right now to just put two and two together and understand Brent Oliver owns a business. He has a business here to make money, but he also went to the effort for helping JM's Journey, a little boy who needs special treatment to help him get through his autism journey. And Brent's willing to take his business and allow JM's Journey to benefit from it. That's a big deal. So what I'm saying to you as listeners right now, if you get an opportunity to go to the North Alabama Flea Market, and I call this Tuscumbia, am I right? It's between Muscle Shoals and Tuscumbia. Right. Come out here to the North Alabama Flea Market. What is the exact address here? If somebody put it in the GPS.
It's 65 Sportsplex Drive, and you can type in Muscle Shoals or Tuscumbia, and it will bring you right here. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram and Twitter. You just use the symbol, at LA Flea Market, and that's North Alabama Flea Market. So it's the at symbol, NA Flea Market, and it'll bring you whatever social media package that you're on, whether you're on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. You just type that in, and it'll pull it right up.
Also go to jmsjourney.org. You can get your T-shirt. You can support the JM's Journey effort. That is jmsjourney.org. Follow them on Facebook at JM's Journey. Once again, thank you to Brent Oliver for this autism community fundraiser here at the North Alabama Flea Market, namely for JM's Journey and the support of this effort. I hope you'll continue to support JM's Journey as he grows. Grow with him. April is Autism Awareness Month. Brent's been a part of that, and we appreciate it. So thank you, Brent Oliver, for joining me on the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark White. Appreciate it.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Hey, folks. Mark White with the Mark White Show here. Right now, I'm standing with Susan Smith, and she makes Mama Cole's fried pies. And I think she said around 15 flavors that she makes.
Yes.
That's a lot of work. She does this at the Florence Culinary Center, which I had great friends from the Florence Culinary Center myself through Tortillas Blanco. But I'm always interested in people who are doing things from scratch. And here we've got a customer who bought four pies and coming back for more. Six pies. Susan, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark.
You were telling me about your mom and how she got started, and she was in stores in various places. Give a history of Mama Cole's pies.
Well, it started out with Mother just making the fried pies for my friend Bobby, basically. He loved the fried pies and always calling her for them. So that's who she made them for, and then eventually we had family told her, you know, you need to try it for, you know, stores, try it. And she and my aunt did, and she eventually kind of grew until she was all over North Alabama. And she did it for about 10, 15 years or so, until she got out of business. And the family couldn't take it over at that point, so it's been probably 30 years. My husband and I took it over about 5 years ago and tried to reopen it. we've done really well with it. We got a lot of stores around the Florence area, and we used to have them out at Browns Ferry. We don't now, but we do have a lot here in the Florence area, Green Valley Nursery and over in Rick's Produce. And I think Smoking on the Boulevard here in Florence, okay, also. So Stagg's Grocery, anywhere, you know, in Florence, you go there, you can find us.
Well, and I'm sure there's people listening right now. There are people listening right now who have tried Mama Cole's pies. If she was around that long and covered that much area across North Alabama, because the heart of my listenership is in North Alabama, and we have a lot of people across Lauderdale, Limestone, and Madison, Morgan counties that listen. Tell us about you taking up the venture and doing it yourself and the process that you've gone through to be able to do what you're doing today.
Well, it's a little different than when Mother started it. Back then, she had her own little kitchen and she did it. She, you know, when she started, then she got just a little store and worked out of that. These days, we're doing it out of the Florence Culinary Center. We checked into everything. That seemed to be the best route to go. They're a great organization to help people. But we work out of the Florence Culinary Center, and we're just small business, you know, just getting by right now.
No, I understand. I have a great appreciation for anybody who starts their own small business, especially when it comes to making a product like this, because I realize the hard work that it takes. And I was talking earlier some examples that I had from when we had our business and what we had to go through. And sometimes people don't know. They see the product, but they don't know what it took to make it.
Exactly. And it's a lot of hard work. I mean, it's just a lot of it. Sometimes it's trial and error. You know, even though you've got the recipe, you've got to work everything else out. So, you know, it just takes a lot of in-depth work trying to figure out the packaging and, you know, the stores, different things like that. It's about a 24-hour job. We stay on it all the time.
I remember that. And I've always been willing to share with people when it comes to packaging and other information, things that I did to start my business and through the process. I realize there's some things that, as a small business owner, you may run into, and it's a whole new thing to you. Myself, doing my business, I may have run into it a long time ago and had the answer to that particular problem. I think it's good to find somebody that can mentor you to help you understand some of the hurdles. It's exciting to start your own business. It's exciting to think about making a product and having it out to people. But then the real work begins.
Exactly.
And people don't understand sometimes the process. And you thankfully have found the Florence Culinary Center.
Yes.
But if you had to have your own storefront and all these other things, that would take on a whole new meaning to your business.
Exactly. With the Florence Culinary Center, they kind of back you on everything. Now, the department comes through, you know, and checks everything out. So they do good work there. They have all the materials you need. Where if you started on your own, you're looking at all of these things, you know, you're having to do yourself. The storefront, all of that, the equipment, everything. Florence Culinary Center is a good organization. They have all of that there for you.
Everything's under one roof. You're able to utilize their service and then get your product out, which is the most important thing anyway.
Exactly.
Getting the product to people and trying to do something with it, whether it's to make a small living or to make complete living. You've got to be able to get to that point, and sometimes those regulations can keep you from it.
They do. They really do. We started our business actually in February, getting started with it. It was May before I put my first hire out. It takes that long just to get the license, the testing, everything. So there's a lot you have to go through, which I took an entire summer, 1 year, just to research this. That's how I found out about the Culinary Center. I found out, I thought, in the beginning that I could just start out of my kitchen, so I did call the health department to see what the regulations were. With fried pies, it's different. You can't go through the cottage law. That's something that has to be done out of a, you know, kitchen. So it's not easy, you know, and it has to be something that you know you want to do, because you get halfway into it, you can put a lot of money out there and be tired of it. So this is something we had our heart in. We want to do it.
And that was Susan Smith of Lexington, Alabama with Mama Cole's Fried Pies. Check her out on Facebook at Mama Cole's Fried Pies. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Please share it with your friends and let them know about the Mark White Show. Let's make a difference together. If you'd like to send me an email, you can send an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook at The Mark White Show. Let's remember those in Sri Lanka as they deal with the devastation that's occurred. Keep them in your prayers. I hope you all have a great week.
If you see what's wrong and you try to